could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, December 1st, 2019. I'm Atefer Fani.
And I'm Amir Abbas Malik Jalali.
You know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. And remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important.
Welcome, everyone, to the program. We have received so many emails and letters. We have received emails from Dildar Ahmed Lagari from India, Rashid Dahmani from Algeria, also Martin Rogan from Scotland, and Kalol Nath from India. Thank you all for kindly sending us emails. Later in the program, we are going to read out these emails for you. And by the way, as usual, we have also received reception reports from our listeners from different parts of the globe. For instance, I can refer to Hector Frias Jofre from Chile and Konstantin Barsenko from Russia, as well as Pramod Kambala from India, who have kindly sent us reception reports. Thank you all for sending us these reports, and please do keep in touch with us.
Okay, you know, as we have mentioned several times in our programs, in our previous programs, these reception reports are really useful for us because they enable us to provide a better service for our listeners around the world.
All right, let's go for a short break, and we'll be back with this week's emails.
Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and we start today's emails and letters with an email from Rashid Dahmani from Algeria. He says, "The voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran always has a special place in my heart. A radio station where I can increase my knowledge. Thank you for such a useful and wonderful radio station. I like listening to IRIB English Radio because of your quality programs. That, as I have mentioned, it's been unanimously agreed and appreciated by your listeners. IRIB is simply the window open to the news of Iran and the rest of the world. I have to say that it is my best source of information about Iran. IRIB programs are excellent and credible. This allows me to have a true picture regarding your country. Iran is a country with a long history and a culture full of events. Your radio gives me a lot of information to know about your country better. And finally, I would like to take this opportunity to send you my best wishes. Dear friends, please send me paper QSL cards, if possible, on my address. Thank you so much in advance." It was great.
All right, Rashid from Algeria, thank you very much for your kind email. If you'd like to learn more about Iran's culture and history, I recommend you to visit our website. I'm sure you'll find interesting material on our website, and you'll get more familiar with Iran's history and culture. And I'm sure you'll find it interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It was a message of encouragement for us in IRIB English Radio. And he mentioned that IRIB English Radio is the only reliable source.
Right.
You know, for knowing about Iran. Of course it is. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Rashid. And here's an email by Martin Rogan from Scotland. This is what Martin has to say. Thank you for keeping in touch, even though I've been away on holiday. For me, shortwave became a hobby when I was at secondary school. My father had an old radio with a long wire antenna and a knob in the middle with the letter, with the letters rather, L, M, and S on it. It never was moved, and only the M was always uppermost. So one day I tried switching it to S, and suddenly all sorts of stations, languages, and points of views became available to me. That was nearly 50 years ago, and while I cannot say that shortwave is still a hobby, there is not the same range of stations on offer. I still listen, and I like the idea that voices, music, and so on can be literally carried in the air thousands of miles from one country to another. Of course, Martin has sent us a relatively long email. I'm going to just read parts of the email due to the shortage of time. By the way, Martin says that some people seem to think that I know stuff. If I do, it's not because of the internet. I've always read a lot, and if I know anything that others don't, it will be because I've read about it or heard it on the shortwave radio. That is certainly why I seem to know more about Iran than most people here, and why I hope to find out still more by continuing to listen to IRIB. Very well, Martin Rogan from Scotland. Thank you very much for your email. And it was an interesting story that almost 50 years ago, as Martin has mentioned.
I really enjoyed his email.
Right. As Martin has mentioned, almost 50 years ago, he became interested in shortwave radio, and he still enjoys listening to shortwave radio. And there are so many people still enjoying tuning into shortwave programs. Anyhow, thank you very much, Martin. Please do keep in touch with us.
Many thanks, Martin Rogan from Scotland, one of our regular listeners.
All right, it's now time for a short break. We'll be back soon. Stay tuned.
Okay, we are back. Here's an email from Dildar Ahmad Lagari from India. He says, I hope you are all fine. We at our listeners club listen to your broadcast daily, and we also send you reception reports. We request you to register our club in your mailing list so that we can keep in touch better and our connection could be stronger. Thank you very much, Dildar Ahmad Lagari from India.
Thank you, Dildar. And here's another email from India again by Kalol Nath. This is what Kalol has to say. Kalol has referred to the reception of our radio signals in India, and he has also referred to his interest in Iran's history. And he says that I learned so much about Iran's historical places by listening to your programs. I love the ancient place that you describe in one of your programs. I wonder which program he's referring to. And also the old marketplace you talked about. Thank you, Kalol. Next time, please tell us which program you meant about that ancient place you have mentioned, and also the old marketplace that you have mentioned in the email. And he concludes by saying, I wish I could go to Iran someday. Hopefully you'll have the chance of visiting Iran someday, and I'm sure that you'll enjoy visiting different parts of Iran. Thank you very much for keeping in touch with us.
Okay, thank you very much, Kalol Nath from India. Don't forget to mention the exact name of the programs you enjoyed, and don't forget to tell us your opinion about different programs you hear. Thank you very much. was fascinating.
Right. We hope that you have enjoyed that piece of music. And it's now time for this week's interview.
My name is Chris Dampier. I'm retired. I'm coming up to 75 years old. And I live in Hertfordshire. That's about 30 miles north, Stevenage in Hertfordshire, 30 miles north of London. And I've been a shortwave listener now for about 60-odd years. Overall, I find the programs of RIB very interesting, obviously complete opposite to what we're learning in the media in Great Britain. This is obviously, again, a political situation in your country, but obviously it gives the enlightenment of your view of your side, and particularly your part of the world as to what's going on. Particularly some of the news in the Middle East is not covered here in our local media. In fact, during the last week, local media has been just obsessed with Brexit and Mr. Boris Johnson, and anything else that's happened on the international scene has really pretty well been ignored. A message to our listeners is obviously keep listening to IRIB, because obviously you're providing a very good service in giving an opposite view of what a lot of the media are saying in another part of the world. And I think this is important. Otherwise, not everyone gets one point of view, and there's nothing outstanding on the other side. And possibly the other side is right. And this has quite often happened before.
And that brings to an end this week's edition of Listeners Special. Thank you all for joining us. Till next week, take care, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programmes. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with RIB English Radio.